care of picking up the Gemara Yadzayin Amad Aleph for the very top of the Mishnah. We just discussed the halacha on Tazayin Amad Aleph with regards to if you have a vertical gap between the schach and the walls. The Mishnah is now going to discuss a horizontal gap. So it says in the Mishnah, Hirchik is hasikuch min defana shalot tefachim. If someone distanced the schach three tefachim from the walls, therefore you have open three tefachim between the walls and the schach. Psula, the sukkah is going to be puzzle. In order to view the walls being part of the sukkah, the gap between the schach and the walls has to be narrower than three tefachim. Then you could apply the halacha of lavud. If you don't have that, if it is more than three tefachim, then you're going to have a problem. This is a big shiloh over here with regards to the shear of the gap. There are some achronim that want to say that even if there is a vertical gap of more than three tefachim between the wall and the schach, in addition to the horizontal gap of less than three tefachim, the sukkah is going to be kasher. The vertical gap is going to be good asik, and then the horizontal is going to be lavud, meaning can you apply both good asik and lavud together? That's a shaila in achronim how to paskin also. That's a big question. So if your schach doesn't get above the last, this is again a lot of sukkahs, I've seen this before, your last wall, certain walls are only the 10 tefachim walls or whatever they are. So if your last wall doesn't reach the very end of your the schach doesn't go above that last wall, so you only have good asik, but you're also using lavud with good asik, that's a shayla, can you apply both? So many achronim say you can, a lot of achronim say you can't, that's a big shayla. So here we're talking about just one of them. We're talking about over here, we have more than three tefachim, that's going to be pasul. So then the Mishnah now discusses three different cases when we apply the lacha of dofen akuma. The Gemara is going to immediately ask, why do you have to mention all three? But let's go to the three cases. What are they? The first one, if you have a house that the roof was broke, the roof in the middle was opened up, and the owner decided to put schach over the opening. So you put schach over the opening, but around the whole sides is a regular wall. Or more common that we might be aware of is the people who have a sukkah roof, that they open up the roof of their house, and then it turns into the schach in the middle, but they're still using the walls on the side. So if there's a distance of 4 miles from the wall to the schach, psula, the sukkah is going to be puzzled because you don't have dofen akuma. The remainder of the sukkah is going to be puzzled to serve a schach, regardless of if it's kasher and the shear in the middle, because you have a problem of you don't have dofen akuma, you don't have the bent wall, which allows us to view the schach puzzle that's within the 4 amos as extension of the wall and not part of the actual schach. If you don't have that, then you're not going to be, yeah, then it's going to be major problematic over here. So that's also the shiloh with regards to Rashi says over here that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah if you live beneath the schach pasul. So that's what the Rashi says over here. So either way, so the Gemara says, so if it's more than 4 amos, then it's a problem. So too, in case of you have a courtyard surrounded by porches, which the schach was placed. So in this halacha over here, we're assuming that we're referring to a case where a classic mavoi. We have a three-wall mavoi, and each of these mavois had houses had roofs over them. So the roof there in the middle is then you want to put in the middle of it. You're going to put schach. So then this area over here, the Mishnah is teaching you that if these roofs are 4 amos or more, they're going to be a problem of, you can't say dofen akuma, but if it's less than 4 amos, then you can say dofen akuma and kasher it. Kasher the area between. So then that's the second case. And the third one, sukkah gedola shekifu b'devar she'im tzachim bo, and you have a large sukkah. The schach is surrounded by material that's not allowed to be used for schach. You have pasul schach. This is very, basically the same thing as the first case, but the commissioner is going to mention why we need all three. If there is a space of 4 amos between the pasul part and the sukkah, then psula is going to be pasul. Again, if there's less than 4 amos, then would tidofan akuma and would bent wall and would kasher the sukkah. So now the Gemara is going to ask, why do we mention, as mentioned in the very beginning, why do you need all three cases? Why do I mention all three cases? So says the Gemara, Kol Hana Lamali. Again, why all three cases over here? So if you just tell me one halacha of Dofen Akuma, I would learn out the other halachas. So the Gemara says, no, Tricha. The Mishnah needs to mention all the cases, because De'iyash be'inan ba'yish nifchas. Because if the Mishnah only taught us the first case of the house, which was that the roof caved in, so you want to put in the schach in the middle there, Mishum dehani mechitzos le'ba'yish avdin. You could have said, these walls are built for the house, and therefore we could say Dofen Akuma for them into the house, because the walls were originally made for the purpose of the house. So it's not unreasonable to understand that the walls are bending over into the house and viewed as a continuation of the walls. Where the case where the courtyard is surrounded by porches, the mechitzas lav nachasarvida, because the walls aren't there for the porches at all. I could understand that we wouldn't say dofan akuma in that case. You would have thought that the rule of dofan akuma allows us to view the wall as extending only over the area for which it was initially built for. In this case, though, it wasn't built for that area below it at all. In the case of the porches, it wasn't built for the porches. It wouldn't be included in that case. Therefore, the Mishnah has to teach you the second kiddush of Dofan Akuma over there at Tzricha. Then the Mishnah needs to mention the second case. So then Vieshmin Hanetarta. But if you taught me these two cases, Mishum Desachan Schach Kasheru, because in these two cases their schach is made of materials that are really fundamentally kasher. In the first two cases, the roof that separates from the schach, they were invalid only because they weren't there for the right purpose. They were still made with wooden beams, which are kasher for schach, but it's not. There was a problem with tassel mina asui, but it wasn't fundamentally pasul material. A sukkah gedola shekifu bedavar she'im zachim, but in a case where you have a large sukkah which is surrounded by materials bechlal or pasul l'schach, I would have thought this schach l'schach pasulu, it's problematic schach. Then I would have thought imalo that it would not be valid to use such a sukkah tzricha. Therefore, Mishnah does need to mention the third case as well. So the Gemara didn't explain why the Mishnah included the first two cases, which doesn't teach us any chiddush and not covered by the last two cases. The Mishnah says lechora doesn't get through all the examples. So the Ritva Zeichanami, this is lo avzu, that yeah, you could have learned all three, but the Mishnah mentions all these cases anyway, all these three cases. Okay, that's what the Ritva wants to argue. So the Mishnah told us how wide the open space is going to pass the sukkah. So the Gemara has a discussion about this. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba says, Ashkichinu Rabbanan Deve Rav Diyasri VeKa'amri. Again, but just before I just continue one more point, that I'm pretty sure the halacha also is pretty clear that we say that when you use Dofer Nakuma, you cannot sit under the schach, and the whole area in the middle is fine, it's totally kosher, but we view it as an extension of the wall. As the Ran points out explicitly, so that means if it's the wall, you can't sit under a wall, you have to sit under schach. So you pashut can't sit under the area that you're using for Dofer Nakuma. You can't use the area to sit under the pasul schach over there when you're using Dofer Nakuma. I'm pretty sure that Torah quotes halacha, I'm pretty sure that's like pashut in Halacha L'maisa, that you cannot send it. I didn't double check, but I think that's a part that you'd say the Halacha L'maisa. Okay, now so going back to it, so now we're going to discuss. Amar Rava. Rava says, Ashkechinu l'Rabbanan devei Rav diyasev ka'amrei. Once found the Rabbanan in Rav's base midrash, and they were talking in the name of Rav, they said the following, Avir posel b'shlosha, that if you have an open space with regards to a sukkah, if it's three tachem wide, it's a problem. We're talking about an empty space in the middle of your sukkah, like a straight line of empty space in your sukkah, then it's going to be a problem if it's three tefachim. Schach pasul posul ba'arba. However, if you have pasul schach, using pasul materials, then you have a bigger shear of four tefachim wide. That's that it's going to be worse if it's open space. If it's open space, it's going to be worse as opposed to pasul schach is going to be better. Why is that? Because seemingly, when you have the strip that's extending across the entire sukkah from side to side, the open space is going to be is not passing the rest of the sukkah. It's just pointed out in Tosfos that all it's doing is just dividing up the sukkah when you have open space or even puzzle schach. So therefore, if you had a minimum shear of two walls and then another third wall, so then Tosfos point out that your sukkah is still kosher. It's dividing up the sukkah into two. If you have two. If you have a four-walled sukkah, the chori will still have each one will be kosher in its own right. You just can't sit under the middle, but it would still be kosher. So, but what's the reason for the difference? So now the Gemara says, Gemara just first has a question first. The Gemara says now, of Amina Lu Ana. So Rabba asked a question in Rav, Avir de posel b'shloshim min alechu. So from where do you know that the strip of open space would passel if it's three tefachim wide? It's not because you learned it from the Mishnah, which the Mishnah tells us hirchik. Hirchik es asikuch min adefano shlosha tfachim psula. That if one distances schach three tfachim from the walls, leaving an open space between them, the sukkah is going to be pasul. Schach pasul nami lo lifsel ela ba'arba amos. If this is your whole source, then the schach that's pasul should only pasul sukkah when it has a width of four amos, and not just four tfachim. This is not what we learn in the Mishnah. Bayis shenifchas v'sikach rabba. If you have a roof that had the opening in the middle, and someone placed schach on top of it, imiyesh bin asikach al kotel arba amos psula. If a person put the schach over there, if you put the schach, it's going to be puzzles. The Mishnah is implying that the gap is narrower than four amos. It's not going to puzzle the sukkah. So why then do you tell me that the schach is going to be puzzle if it's only four tefachim wide? Rabba's understanding that the whole middle part that has the invalid material, it's going to be even in the middle of the sukkah. It doesn't disqualify the sukkah unless you have four amos. In his opinion, the Mishnah, which is talking about four amos, not based on the rule of Dofan Akuma, which applies only when the invalid material is next to the wall. He's telling you that apparently there's a lachal amos shavisinai, that the minimum shear, the width for invalid material by a sukkah is going to be four amos. No different difference whether it's going to be in the middle or the center. That is the opinion of Rabba. And apparently Rabba wants to try to bring a raya for the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that when you have open space of a gap of three tefachim with regards to the sukkah, it applies both at the sides and the middle. So seemingly, there's no difference between the two. So if you're going to use the halacha of four amos, the chora should not be four tefachim, it should be four amos in the middle as well. That is what the that is the opinion of Rabba. So the Gemara says now, v'amru li, so the Rav's students responded to Rabba, bar mina dehi, that you exclude the Mishnah's case, that it's not a valid proof. Why not? Because the Rav and Shmuel amrei tavaya, Rav and Shmuel ad amrei tavaya, almost always when the Gemara will use the lashon of amrei tavaya, they both say it's usually bar pluktas, people who always argue with each other. You'll have like Abaye Damre Tavayu, right? So because they always argue with each other, so when they Amre Tavayu, they both happen to say that they both agree to this case. So same thing over here. Rav and Shmuel, they both said that Mishum Dofen Akuma Naguba, the Chachamim considered that this halacha of a bent wall. What are you talking about, Rab, over here in our Mishnah? We're allowing up to four amos in valid tzchach because it's talking about dofen akuma. That's why it's four amos. The Mishnah has nothing to do with the alachas of the tzchach in the middle of a sukkah, so you can't bring a raya over here. So Rav is clearly differentiating between the side and the middle of the sukkah. In his view, the Mishnah is allowing the strip of invalid four amos only along the wall because of a specific halacha of dofen akuma. But in the middle of the sukkah, pashut, you can't say that it's going to be four amos. It's going to be misvar. Rashi points out that it's going to be four tefachim. It's going to create a chatzitza. It's going to be a separation between the two because the measurement of 4x4 tefachim is generally reviewed as the minimum area for an open area as an independent from the surrounding environment. So lechora, it's going to be four tefachim. So now the Gemara has a different question that Rabbah asked the Rav on Rav's Talmidim. So the Gemara says, "Va'aminu ana," and I said to them, "Ma ilu ikaschach pasul pachos ma'arba." So if you have a whole strip of invalid schach less than four tefachim in the middle of a sukkah, va'avir pachos mishlosha, and next to it you have open space less than three tefachim, according to you guys, what's going to be the halacha? What's the halacha? So it must be kshira because there's not enough invalid material to disqualify it in this case, because the empty gap is not going to be in a minimum shir, and also the pasul schach is not going to be a minimum shir, so they're not going to be mitzarif to each other. So the Gemara says, "Malia b'shivu demai." So if someone filled the open space with other shipudim or spits that are a puzzle for schach, so then because they're mekabel tuma. So what's going to be the lach over there? Psula, the schach is going to be, the sukkah is going to be puzzle because the width of the valid material is going to be at least four tefachim in this case. But should the open space which is going to puzzle the sukkah when it's just three tefachim be as strong b'schach puzzle posel b'arba as invalid schach which is disqualifying when it's four tefachim wide? Meaning, when we say we're passing a sukkah, open space is clearly worse than pasul schach. Open space is going to be a real psul when there's only three tefachim, whereas the pasul schach is four tefachim. In the case where Rabbah is pointing out, the opposite is going to be the truth, because when you have the gap with the empty space, it was kasher, but when you filled it with these spits, now it became pasul. So that's Rabbah's argument, that filling the gap with the spits is making the sukkah more pasul, then leaving it empty should definitely leave it pasul, because empty space is always worse than solid material. How can you have a halacha where the gap is going to be empty, it's not going to combine, when it is going to be filled in, it's going to be worse? So that's the question that Rav is asking over here. So the Gemara says, so Rav's students responded to this question of Rav as well, and he said, if that's the case, if your argument is true, then according to you, you say that if you have the schach when it's four amos wide, so you're going to have the same exact question. So then according to you, what's going to be the halacha if you have schach that's puzzle, it's less than four amos in the middle of the sukkah, and next to it you have an open space of less than three tefachim wide? What's going to be the halacha? Kshir. The halacha is that the sukkah is going to be kasher because there's not enough puzzle schach to disqualify it. However, malia b'shibu demai, in that case, if you fill that open space of less than three tefachim now with the spits which are invalid for schach, psula, so the sukkah is going to be puzzle. But according to you, the same exact svara, lo ye'avir puzzle, apuzzle b'shlosha, kizchach puzzle b'arba amos. But according to you, shouldn't we say that the open space which is going to be puzzled by a sukkah when it's just three tefachim wide, be the same strength as the invalid schach? Meaning, how could it be that putting the invalid schach, the schach over here, the schach puzzle, is making it worse? How could that possibly be so? So Rabbah responds in defense himself. I'm in Lu'ana, so I responded back to them, "Hi, Mai. What are you comparing the two things? Apples and oranges, Bishlamadi." According to me, it makes sense to Amina Arba Amos, because I say the Mishnah is talking about Arba Amos. Then, turning on to the next Amo now. Mishum shi'ura v'lav shi'urahu. Because if you have this empty space of four amos in the middle, which is a minimum shear of a sukkah, whereas a narrow strip, which is not this minimum shear. Rava's pointing out the measurement of four amos is not based on dofan akuma. It's a different halacha that has different measurements over here. So halacha l'moshe b'sinai. This width is halacha l'moshe b'sinai. The minimum shear over here is a sukkah of four amos. So here, that's my thing. Hai lav shi'urahu. But when it comes to the shear of invalid material, which measures four amos wide only when combined with open space, that doesn't have the measurement necessary to disqualify a sukkah. So then, kevan de lo shavu shirai lehadadei, since the minimum shear of invalid material and open space are not equal, lo mitzdarfe, then the two do not combine to make up the minimum shear. So that Rabbah's understanding that the measurement for the invalid material to disqualify the sukkah is from halacha l'moshe b'sinai. So therefore, all other measurements derived from that source cannot be completed with the two. It's two different things over here. So in our case, that would come out that even though the open space is usually more stronger than solid material, the gap of open space can't combine with the strip of solid material to make the total width of four amos, according to him. That's what Rabbah's understanding. So where it says kevan de lo shavu shiru l'hadadei, because the minimum shears are different numbers. You have four amos versus four tefachim, so there's different shear fundamentally. Lo mitzdarfe, they're not going to combine to make up the minimum shear. So ela lididhaichu, but according to you guys, the Amrisa Shur, which said that the measurement of four tefachim, the basis of the original reasoning, mishum haflaga, is because of the minimum shear is a separation, it's a chatzitza between the two. So then, mali iflag b'schach pasul, so then according to you guys, what difference does it make if I have a separation of invalid schach, or mali ispalag b'schach pasul? What's the difference if the separation is made through combination of an invalid schach and open space? It doesn't matter, since the only issue is whether or not the strip is constituting a separation of a chatzitza. It should make no difference whether it's just solid material or combination of open material. Either way, it's going to be you have over here an independent area within the schach that's dividing it into two. So therefore, the question that he's asking on the Talmidim of Rav Elchor is very strong. So the Gemara doesn't answer that. Rava just was arguing that when it comes to schach puzzle and open space don't combine because they are different shirim. So now that's the Gemara doesn't answer this question that he responded back to them. Elchor, it's a strong question. The Ritva deals with it, but that's a very good point that Rava made back. So now Abaye has a question in Rava. So it says Amar Le Abaye. Abaye said to Rabbah, Lamar Nabi, but according to you, Rabbah, so why don't we say that the open space should combine also with the invalid schach? Nehi delo shavu shirai besuka gedola. Granted, you're right. With the minimum shear, they're not going to be equal with regards to a large sukkah, four tefachim, four amos. However, but according, even your moda, though, besuka ketana, with regards to minimum shear sukkah, 7x7 tefachim, milo shavu shirai, aren't they going to be the same? Meaning that when it comes to a small sukkah, only three tefachim wide would be an issue to pasul it over here. If you're going to have either puzzle schach or an open area of more than three tefachim, it's too large to have halach of lavud, and therefore it's going to be excluded from the schach, and therefore you don't have the minimum sukkah anymore. So then you're going to agree that it's the same shear. So since apparently in this case, with regards to a small sukkah, they're the same shear, so too, even in a large sukkah, you should agree that the minimum shear should also be the same. So therefore, that they have enough in common to combine with each other, even in a situation where their minimum shears are not the same. Why don't they assume that they should combine in this case as well? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei. Rabbah responds to Abaye, Hasam, there in the case of a small sukkah, either one is going to pass the sukkah where the three tefachim wide, not because lamishim de the shavu shirai ladadu, elamishim de leisi l'shira de sukkah. It's a different thing over there, because there, the minimum measurements are not, nothing to do with the minimum measurements over there. It's a lacha because the sukkah is lacking the minimum shear. It's not a minimum size of a sukkah. This gap of sukkah is not passing the schach. It's just the fundamental problem over here is you don't have a minimum shear of a sukkah. Therefore, you can't infer from this case with regards to open space, what's going to be pasul or what's going to be pasul. There are different apples and oranges, so therefore it's a different case. So then we're now just asked the question, another point of Rabbah. He assumed that if you have different shiurim for different halachas, then you can't combine the two. So the Gemara says that that's true. When the two things are of different shiurim, different measurements, is that really true that they can't combine to each other? Lo mitzdarfe, they don't combine to make a minimum amount. Vatznan, we learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kalim tells us habeged shlosha al shlosha, that if you have a cloth, we're talking about you want to have a minimum shear for tumas, let's say midras. Tumas midras, if you have a zav, nida yoledis. Those are the four people who if they sit on something or touch something they could sit on, they make it an avatuma. It's one of the exceptions. Usually something always goes down a level of tuma. If I'm an avatuma, we're all avatumas, so if I would touch something food, I would make it a rishon tuma. Usually things go down to a level below it. However, with regards to zav, nida yoledis, that's the halacha that that they stay the same. So if a zav sits on a beggar that's cloth designated for the purpose of sinning, so then it's a minimum shear, then it's going to become tame. So what is that minimum shear? So if it's cloth, it's going to be shalosh shalosha. Hasak arbalotav. Whereas when it comes to a sack, which is of goat hair, as Rashi points out, it's thicker, it's not as thick as ore, but it's still thick, so then it's going to be 4x4 tzvachim. That's the minimum shear of sitting on it. You need 4x4 tzvachim. However, or chamisha chamisha, high, it is even bigger, 5x5 tefachim. Mapa, it's a mat, specifically made out of reeds, Rashi says in Shabbos. So then, it's going to be 6x6 tefachim, shisha al shisha. So that's fine, those are three different shirim, where do I know anything? So the hemshech is the problem. Tanya Allah, the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah told us over there, in Meila, that habeged v'asak, that when you have cloth and sack, hasak or sack and hide, or v'amapet and hide in a mat, mitztarfin zemza, these can combine with another to make the minimum shear of the two. So, for example, if you have cloth, they can complete the minimum shear of a sack, and the sack can complete the minimum shear of a cloth. That's how Rashi says it. But the rule is that the more chamer one is going to be able to make up the more lenient one, but not vice versa. So, what as an example, Rashi says, if you have cloth, which has a minimum shear of 3 tefachim, with a more machmer shear of the sack, which is a minimum 4 tefachim, so then they can combine. If you have cloth, which is attached to a strip of a sack, which is less than 4 tefachim, making it 4 tefachim, that would become tame. However, if it's the other way around, if you have the sack, which is attached to the cloth, that lacked the minimum shear, that would not make it tame. That's what that's what Rashi just points out over here. It's a very important rule of that. But what do we see though fundamentally that you can combine the two? So mitzdarfin zem is that. So how do you answer that question? So the Gemara says hasam gedektayne taima. There, Rabbah gave a reasoning also. What's the reasoning over there in that Mishnah? Because Amar Rav Shimon says my tam. What's the reasoning that those two areas, those two things can combine? Because hoil v'roi l'tami moshav. Each one of those can become fit through sitting. In the case over there, it's a specific case over there because each of these materials in their own right can come to mazav, so they have something in common. As opposed to here, the dal tefachim, dal hamers are fundamentally two different things. So the Gemara says kedistan, and how do I know Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon told us in the Mishnah in Kalim also. Two Mishnahs later, in Chav Zayin was Beis, now we're doing Chav Zayin Dalet. The Mishnah tells us, HaMekatzeh Mikulan Tefach HaTefach Tameh. If someone cuts off these materials, specifically cutting them out to a specific measurement of a Tefach by Tefach, even that shear is going to become Tameh. You cut it, like with a scissor, very carefully, that's going to be precisely you wanted that size, then it's going to become Tameh. Tefach HaTefach Lamei Chazah, to which the Gemara asks, so it's like, what in the world is this Tefach HaTefach going to be fit for? What purpose? Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Mishim Rabbi Yanai, Rav Shimon Lakish in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Hoel V'roy, because you can use it as a patch on a saddle, and apparently that's the minimum share. Something that you wanted is generally not something which it's beneath the rider. If the zav sits on the patch, it'll become an avatuma, so therefore the minimum share is going to be lowered. The minimum share of Tumas Midras over here, in this case, would be one by one. So that's the Chiddush over here of Rav Shimon. That's what we were mentioning in the context of Rav Shimon. So in the Machlokas that we just had, we had Rabba disagreeing with Rav. The Machlokas of whether or not if you have an open space in the middle of a sukkah, it's 4 tefachim or 4 amos. Now the Gemara is going to present a different version of who was arguing. They're going to have Rav on the totally opposite side. In Surah, they explain that the Machlokas was actually a different version. Bin Harda, sorry, that was in Surah. In Nahar Da was the following. In Arda, they said it as Amar Avudam or Shmuel, Schach Pasul Be'emtza Posel Ba'arba. If you have Schach that's Pasul in the middle, it's going to be Pasul if it's 4 Tfachim. Why? This is now Shmuel. So Shmuel over here, and this was Rav in a previous version. Now this is Shmuel. So it's the exact opposite. Min Atzad, Posel Ba'arba Amos. Whereas at the side, that's because of Dofan Akuma, the bent wall, it's going to be 4 Amos wide. However, Rav, Amar Rav said, Bein Min Atzad, Bein Min Emtza is going to be Arba Amos. That whether it's in the side or the middle, it's going to be Arba Amos. Over here, this is the opinion of Rabba. This is now the opinion of Rav. It's on the exact opposite end. So now the Gemara has a question on Shmuel Shita Tznan. We learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us in Daf Yudalad that when you have Nasan Alea Neser Shu Rachav Arba Tvachim Kshir, if you put a board that is 4 Tvachim on a Sukkah, the Sukkah is going to be Kasher. So now the Gemara says, Bishlam of the Rav. Now I understand according to this version, according to Rav now, Damar Bein Min Ensa Bein Rasad Arba Amos, who says that whether the empty space is in the middle or the side, it's going to be Arba Amos, Mishum Hai Kshir. This is why the sukkah is going to be kosher. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, the middle is going to be pasul even when it's only 4 tefachim wide. Mike, sure, why is the sukkah going to be kosher? The 4 wide board should be making the whole thing pasul. So says the Gemara, Achamayaskinan, what are we dealing with over here? Minata, the Mishnah is referring to a board on the side of the sukkah, and therefore everyone's going to agree that it's not going to pass unless the 4 sam was wide. But really, if it was in the middle, Shmuel's going to say the Mishnah would agree that it should be, in fact, it should really be pasul. So says the Gemara, another proof, Ta Shema. we can bring another proof from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Shnei Sadinim Mitzdarfin. If you have two sheets, they can combine to pasul the entire sukkah. These Sadinim are not fit for Schach because they are Shaykh to be Mekabal Tumah. They can be susceptible to Tumah, and therefore they are going to be problematic. So therefore they can combine to the form Tfachim, empty space of a pasul Schach in the middle. So then, Shnei Nisarin Ein Mitzdarfin. You have two boards, they don't combine to pasul the Schach. This part of the Braisa apparently is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the boards are going to be kosher for Tzach, because according to Rabbi Meir, obviously this Lechorah should be a problem. They can't, according to Rabbi Meir, it was four Tvachim for them, it is a problem. So Rabbi Meir just says, Nisarim Kesadinim, boards are like sheets, meaning just as sheets, as we just mentioned that, according to Rabbi Meir, that just as sheets combine to passel the Sukkah, so too the boards are going to combine for the minimum shear to passel the Sukkah. So says the Gemara, Bishlamach Lach Leshon Da Amar Rav. Now this is understandable according to the version in which Rav said that Bein Be'emtza, Bein Be'natzad, Ba'arba Amos, if the empty space is in the middle of the schach, is in the middle or the side, it's going to pass the sukkah only when it's 4 amos wide. My mitzarfin, what does the mayor mean that the boards combine to pass the sukkah? Mitzarfin arba amos, he means to say that they combine to a total of 4 amos, meaning each board is narrower than 4 amos. They can combine to make it 4 amos. However, hach lishna damar Rav, but according to the Rishna, which Rav said, where Rav was saying that Rabba, meaning the Talmidim of Rabba, said in the name of Rav, so they said in the name of Rav, be'emtza be'arba, that if the thing is in the middle, it's going to pass it when it's only 4 tefachim, not even 4 amos, then hechi dami. So what's the case which Rav Meir is going to tell us that the boards are going to combine to pass the sukkah? Ide islehu arba, if they have the minimum shear of 4 tefachim, lama le lard stufer, why do they have to combine? They already have four amos over here. We're talking about a case that the Bryce is talking about the boards in the middle of the sukkah have four tefachim. Ide islehu arba, but if they don't have 4 tefachim, they're just sticks, and they're not going to be problematic. Rav himself told us the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Meir is whether is only when the boards are at least 4 tefachim, narrower than 4 tefachim. According to everybody, even according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rav's version, everything is going to be kosher. So then, if that's the case, each board is going to be valid as schach, like sticks. They can't passel the schach. So Rabbi Meir therefore must be referring to boards that are at least 4 tefachim wide. And since he tells us that they're passeling the schach only when they're combining with each other, they're ready to share a 4 tefachim. So what combining nation do you need? If it's 34 tefachim, it should possible. It must be. It has to be 4 amos. So how could it be that this is kosher? Now, why did the Gemara ask this question? One of the versions, Shmuel was the one who said that this is also problematic. So why did the Gemara ask? Why did the Gemara says over here lehach lishna damar Rav? Why don't you ask it in Shmuel? It's a pasher question. Shmuel in one of the versions, Shmuel was the same exact opinion of Rav in the other version. So why don't we ask this question in Shmuel? So Rashi already was very bothered by this. And Rashi says no, because when it comes to only on Rav, because Shmuel doesn't have this question at all. Even though he says that the minimum shear is 4 tefachim, Shmuel understanding the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Meir with regards to the boards is that when they're narrower than 4 tefachim. If you remember, Shmuel himself said that Rav Meir would, everybody would agree that that when the boards are less than 4 tefachim wide, that then there would be that would be when it's 3 to 4 tefachim, that was machlokas. So even though they're puzzle, so they're not fundamentally puzzle themselves, they can be combined to make the 4 tefachim necessary to disqualify the sukkah according to Shmuel, since that was the way he explained the machlokas. But according to Rav, who said the machlokas was dafka when it was more than 4 tefachim, that's what the Gemara is asking over here. If Rav says it was dafka more than 4 tefachim, then the Gemara seems to imply that you need another, the Mishnah is implying that it's a mitzarif with something else. It's combining to another shear. What other shear? 4 tefachim in itself is already problematic, according to Rav Meir. So the Gemara is going to answer this question for Rav also. So there's a Gemara, la'olam, the islahu arba. So Rabbi Meir also is not referring to the board to have a width of 4 tefachim. So what does it mean that the sukkah is only going to be when they're combining? So what does it mean to be combining over here? It's not talking about whether 4 tefachim. It starts from the arba amos minatzad. He means to say that they're going to passel it only when they're combining to a total width of 4 amos on the side of the sukkah. That's what we're saying over here. Everyone is going to agree that when it comes to schach, that alongside the wall, the sukkah is only going to be if it's 4 amos wide. Everyone will be dofen akuma. So here we're saying that when it comes to the boards next to the wall, even if they're 4 tefachim wide, they combine to a total width of 4 amos to passel the sukkah if you have more than four amos. That's what Rav is coming to be mechadish over here. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll pick up with Tashma and tomorrow's daf.